Additionally, in the afternoon session, we do not have public hearings. We're required by our rules, or our rules allow, up to 5 minutes of public testimony on any item that's in the afternoon session, which is 5 minutes in a total. What I'm going to do is move to item 33, the report from the Human Relations Task Force on the camping ordinance. And we have Jane Yokoyama, Carl Foytek, and Steven, who requested to speak at the outset at 4 o'clock. And I've received requests also from Ron O'Donnell, Robert Norse, Russell Smith, and Fred Gray to speak. And we have 10 minutes. That's double our usual time. It takes us to the adjourn time. And I'm just going to recognize people in that order and cut off the debate at 6 o'clock. End our meeting past our adjourn time and have the discussion at the council. So right now, let's move to Jane Yokoyama. And let me remind everybody, you eat into other people's time the longer you do it. So please be ready to speak following the previous person. Jane?
Mayor Laird and City Council members, my name is Jane Yokoyama, and I'm the chair of the Human Relations Task Force. I bring to you today a recommendation from the Human Relations Task Force designed to address a series of complaints and concerns brought to the attention of the task force by a group of homeless citizens and advocates at a series of meetings and a forum held in May and June of this year. The complaints centered on the harassment of some homeless families and individuals who had been sleeping in their vehicles because they did not have other shelter. Testimony from the public included narrations of incidents suffered by the homeless. Among some examples, a woman with no other resources having to drive around all night for fear of being ticketed for sleeping in her car. A homeless family whose car broke down and found themselves having to sleep in the car because they had no other shelter, being rudely harassed by local law enforcement officials. The task force was also informed that some local law enforcement officials did not harass nor ticket the homeless found sleeping in their vehicles, but encouraged them to seek out safer places to sleep in their vehicles or existing resources for shelter. The members of the task force made the following findings in formulating the following recommendation. Number one, homeless families and individuals, because of a shortage of affordable housing resources and emergency shelter facilities, find it necessary to sleep in their cars. Two, the only violation of the law in some cases in which citizens are ticketed for sleeping in their vehicles is the fact that they are sleeping in their car, not breaking any other law, or presenting a threat to public health or safety. Three, sleeping in cars is not a desirable situation, but rather an emergency solution. Four, sleeping in cars in undesignated areas presents a danger and a hardship to those sleeping in their cars, since there is little protection in sleeping in a car, nor are there the sanitary or cooking facilities available for such use. Five, all citizens and businesses should maintain their right to make a complaint to the police concerning someone creating a nuisance by sleeping in their residential or commercial area. Six, there is a need for the creation of a designated area with sanitary and cooking facilities and access to human services for use as a short-term protected sleeping area for those using their vehicles as an emergency solution to the lack of shelter for the homeless. Seven, there is a possibility of the River Street shelter serving as such a function after the rehabilitation of their premises is completed and an application for additional funding for such use is approved. Eight, the humane response of some local police officers should be encouraged so that the police assist the homeless to make use of appropriate existing shelter and services. Nine, the camping ordinance can be maintained as is with a change in the enforcement of the section of the ordinance dealing with sleeping in one's vehicle taking place on a complaint-only basis, or if there is a threat to public safety or health, or if another criminal offense is being committed. The task force therefore recommends to the council the following. One, that the city police be directed to limit enforcement of the sleeping in vehicle section of the city's camping ordinance, number 636010, to an enforcement on complaint-only basis as long as such a situation does not present a threat to public safety or health. Two, that the special use permit relating to the operation of the River Street shelter be expanded to to include its use as a day shelter with the attendant services. 3, that an effort be made to direct the homeless towards existing resources and services. Thank you.
Thank you. Carl? And Stephen's next up, wherever he is. I hope he's right here so he can move right up whenever Carl's done.
My hobby is reading the newspapers. I read that in the national presidential election, the first thing they talk about is that the American public agrees with Dukakis instead of Bush on how to treat the homeless. This isn't an issue for Santa Cruz. This is a national issue. You know, people want to help. The people who are living on the street, there's no doubt that what they care about is the camper bill. Who they relate with is the police. That you do all this with the county social services, and that's not what impacts people's lives. That, well, I think that the council should hold a public hearing on the issue and hear what people think. That I'm really, well, I'm always flabbergasted how the city founders around this matters, but on this issue, that the analogy to Santa Barbara. Several years ago in Santa Barbara, as a result of a campaign of national ridicule in the Doonesbury, that they changed their ordinance. And in this report that came up, that there's no notion of how that was working. I talked to a guy who says that the police were real good down there, and that I finally had to call up down there on my bill and talk with the chief of police down there. He's surprised that I heard a compliment to his force, but that he says that they still have a camping ordinance and that they enforce it vigorously. But that what camping is if you got pots and pans and a tent and they changed their sleeping ordinance. And it's no longer illegal in Santa Barbara to sleep in public. They left people sleep in the park. And the chief here complains about this. He gets a memo about once a week from the parks department saying, well, you got them sleeping there. Why don't you go and pick up the litter? But, you know, it's another way to deal with the problem. And I think that the city should investigate this and investigate ways to deal with it. And that I don't approve of just letting people sleep in their cars. I don't have a car. That actually, the city provides enormous subsidies to the automobile. And frankly, what I think is the worst thing about poor people is they drive junky cars. And that I think the city should approach other things. I think there should be a walk-in campground. And
Stephen?
I'm sure this will be a minority view, but I'd like to go on record as opposing the relaxation of the ban on camping. I'm a resident of the west side of Santa Cruz, which is already negatively impacted by people camping in the streets, leaving refuse, urinating, excreting. Well, you know what they're excreting. I've had the good fortune to have camped throughout 48 states of the United States and two provinces of Canada. And one thing that each of these areas had in common was they had a shower facility, they had toilet facility, and they had cooking facilities. And lacking any of those facilities on the streets of Santa Cruz, I don't think streets of Santa Cruz offer the proper environment for camping, and that we ought to seek some sort of alternative, either in the public lands or the county lands, to provide these facilities for people if they are homeless. I also make a distinction between people who are homeless and home free, those who choose of their own accord not to conform to society. They want all the protections of society without contributing to society. However, they don't seek a job. And I think they really detract from those who are truly needy and those who truly need our services. And I think that needs to be addressed.
Thank you very much. Even though we're at the time I said we'd stop, I'll allow one more that's on the list. The next one, who's Ron O'Donnell, and then we'll bring the matter back before the council.
Well, thank you, first of all, very much for allowing me to speak. I wanted to come up here just to say one thing. I think we're getting lazy as a country. Lazy in the effect that we didn't put the American flag up today. And these people that we're talking about that are homeless, that came here today, are Vietnam veterans that have their legs shot off. or they are Vietnam veterans possibly that may have some psychological problems because of some of the effects of the Vietnam War. There are mothers and children here who are mothers and ex-wives of some ex-Vietnam veteran who's in the grave somewhere, and these are your children. Now, realizing that these people back here are your own flesh and blood, it makes them different than just being the homeless. They are your homeless people, and you have a responsibility to deal with the homeless issue. This isn't a camping issue. When I go camping, I enjoy it. These people don't enjoy what they're doing right now. They're in pain and they're suffering. They're not violent people. Ask Ernie King how violent he was. Just because of the way he looked, some people thought, well, there's a troll. Let's kill him. And these people are getting murdered out there. They sleep in their cars because they're scared for their life. They lock the doors. This isn't a party that they're having here today. They came here to eat because there was no food elsewhere. And that's the only way people like Fred Gray can get them here to speak to you and to show up. They're running in fear. And I'm a homeless too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Living. Living. Don, this is good. Mayor. Mayor. Mayor, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please be brief.
Under the RICO Act, we are arresting you for conspiring against street people and homeless. We are arresting you under the RICO Act, which is a citizen's arrest. On behalf of Mother and her people, you are under arrest, sir. This is a citizen's arrest. There's a lieutenant right out here that's going to arrest you. We've already talked to him. We have our lawyers here. The RICO Act, we are offering to you is on behalf of the citizens of the Santa Cruz area. We are arresting you for giving the go-ahead to have certain law officers harass people, illegally search them, intimidate them, assault them, and threaten them. We are arresting you for behavior against people that you know what you've done and you are doing and are going to continue to do. What you've done is wrong. So either you're going to place yourself voluntarily under arrest here with the lieutenant outside and go to jail pending a proper hearing and everything. That way, or make disposition or whatever, we're going to circle this building and we're going to pray for Mother and her people. Because, sir, at this point, you're under arrest for doing some horrible things. I know teenagers that are living out there in the brush because they've been sexually abused. I know young children, sir, that are hurt. And what happened to your little satellite programs and all that good stuff that the government has put out there? We need places where the peacekeepers and people like the Rainbow Nation and the VDAW and VPAT and other organizations that have been working on behalf of the people for a long time, Earth First and a lot of other good people. You have done some horrible things by just giving the go-ahead to let your law officers do things, to let the brown shirts do things. You do not stand behind the people. We are asking the Democrats to hold a congressional hearing on behalf of the people. We are asking for two ministers here locally of our choosing to participate in the congressional hearing. We are asking two representatives of my stature that have seen on the front lines, in the trenches, and heard it all. The horror stories and seen some atrocities that are awful. I hope, sir, that you receive the judgment that God has intended for you and people like you. I pray for your soul, sir. And I pray for your children that might have to grow up someday and live in a horrible society. Sir, you're under arrest. Do you like to voluntarily go, or do we have to circle the City Alderman.
I'm going to bring the matter back to the council for deliberation.
I have my lawyers here. Sir, this is not a joke, sir. Sir, this is not a joke.
I'm not joking.
You are under arrest, sir. You know what that means? You are under arrest. The people of Mother have arrested.
Well, we're either going to get a chance to deliberate on the action you've proposed to us, or we're going to recess. And so I'm
going
to bring
jail, it. Sir, so it doesn't matter what you say.
Actually, given budget hearings tonight, I'd probably rather be there. But,
right.
Instead.
All right. At this point, any further communication to your counsel is in violation until our lawyers are present to be there while you're talking to the rest of your counsel. But you are under citizen's arrest.
Where's my lawyer?
I'm either going to be able to bring this back for discussion or I'm going to recess the council. Okay, then the matter's back to the council for deliberation and action on this subject. Is there anybody that would mind?
The City Council of the City of Santa Cruz has through numerous actions demonstrated our concern for the homeless. We've hardly done enough for the problem, as has been said over and over again, but the solution for homeless people is not that they live in the streets in their cars. It's not that they be allowed to camp on the streets of Santa Cruz. And I move that we take no action on this item at this time.
Motion by Rotkin, second by Gill. Further discussion. Martin?
I have a question for the police.
Okay, Marty?
Yeah. I had a question about our current enforcement of the ordinance that was raised by the Human Relations Task Force and thought that maybe we do need a moment to at least go through this. First of all, currently, what are we doing? When I look at the statistics over the last couple of years, I see a noticeable drop in citations for public camping. What's going on?
This year, compared to last year, we're down significantly each month in our camping enforcement because there's less camping in the city street. So it's about 70%. We do not have the staff to go around in our evening hours where it's most busy to do random enforcing of camping ordinance. Most of the people, most of the offenses that we, or the citations we issue are by complaint. I'd say 60% or better. Currently, that has been our position, always has been.
What about the issue of harassment? The word's been used a lot. What kind of guidelines do officers have in terms of dealing with people who are sleeping?
I would like to take this opportunity to comment on the report, in that I believe this is the first report submitted to council by the Human Relations Task Force, and throughout the report there's words used of harassment, which is illegal. I want to assure the council that we do not harass people. We're by that stage. We work very hard. I also want to state that it's my opinion that this first report has a very dangerous signal to this council. It's an advisory body to this council, and clearly in it there is a bias against our police department. We were not asked to testify. We were not asked to explain the process. We were not asked about the statistics. We were given this report, and in it, it inflames me to read the language and the adjectives in this report. I'm not sure of the direction of the task force. My relationships with other commissions and other task force has been an objective one, and I feel this report and this task force lack that objectivity.
I want to ask one other question. Don't go away. Do our officers, when they cite someone for camping, have any information available to give people in terms of the services that are available in the city to people who are?
We do not have specific written literature to give to the homeless by circumstance in terms of shelters. Not all our enforcement ends up in citations. There has been people referred to existing shelters. Let me indicate to this. We cannot provide the safety level necessary for these people if they're allowed to camp in our city. We have showered showers, bathrooms, and cooking facilities at the multitude of state parks that surround the city. There is a numerous county parks that do not have a camping ordinance that these locations can be used. We could not secure during the sleeping hours these people in their vehicles. We cannot guarantee the safety.
I'd like to offer an amendment to the motion, if I might.
Keep going.
I'd like to amend the motion to include the fact that we would ask staff to develop some kind of small card similar to the card that we have from the Commission for the Prevention of Violence Against Women that lists resources available to women, on which we would list all the shelters that are available, the sources for food that are available, and other, you know, human needs resources in the community that are here for homeless people, and that we print that kind of card and that officers carry it and have it available for people who are cited for camping.
That's fine.
Will you take that as a motion?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, then that's taken into the motion. Further discussion to the motion. Further discussion to the motion. Arnie?
I've had an opportunity to talk with Mr. Norris yesterday. And in part of our discussion, I attempted to point out what the city has been doing officially and unofficially to help those people who are down and out. I think he will agree that the city has gone out of its way. Well, I don't know. Maybe he won't. I think that the city has gone out of its way to a large degree to put itself on the hook financially. I think that the point is that this council has done more than can be, I was going to say expected, but there is never a limit on the expectations, as it's obvious here. We have really tried to do a lot. We have spent $500,000+ in putting together a building. We have given collectively and individually to those people. I kept quiet while your representatives were talking. I think it's only fair that you do the same for the members of the council, myself included. And the point is that we ourselves can't. I don't think that the council can be faulted for in its attempt to have provided some security, however much it was or is, for the people who are less fortunate. I think you've got to acknowledge that. And you also have to acknowledge the fact that democracy is a rather cumbersome process, and that it's not like turning a light switch on and off, that you want to have a homeless shelter. You flip a light switch and there's a homeless shelter. It has taken us a lot of time and effort to do that. We also have tried to furnish, in our own way, furnish some places for showers, for food, and you just have to give us some credit for having tried. Now, we may not have met your expectations, but we have done that. I'm sorry, fella.
Arnie, further discussion to the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll recess to 7:30.
Now a brief musical break.